This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
This is Joy 94.9 on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Text through on 0427 Joy 949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. If you have any questions, let's listen to a bit of Neo. I love this song. Joy 94.9, Neo there. The Bob Sinclair. That's how you say it, yeah? Sinclair.
Okay.
Sinclair. There's no I, man.
Yeah, there is.
There is. Not in this remix that you've given me.
I'm messing with you. No, it's
Bob Sinclair, Let Me Love You. Here on Joy 94.9, your WhatsApp radio show for girls who love. Can't believe you're messing with me. You can't punk me on air. Speaking of punking, I've got to say, last night, Bessie K, our third new Her Society host, joins in the studio. Hello, Bessie K.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you in the studio. I have a bone to pick with you before we progress onto a very spiritual higher path. I want to get cut this cord of attachment. So Bessie K is, you know, one of the most lovely, trusting people that I know. She will believe anything. I didn't punk you, don't worry. So she's one of the most trusting people that I know. She will, in other words, I'm trying to say she's gullible. Now, I have punked you a fair few times. I do acknowledge that. But yesterday you got me back, yo.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember punking me?
Oh, well, I got you on stage.
You got me on stage?
Yes.
With a pussycat doll.
I thought it was hers. It was Jess's. That was my plan all along.
I was like, how are we going to get Jenny on stage? Let's figure this out.
She had that plan from the tech run. I had to keep a secret.
Really? Yeah. Oh, because I was like, what happened was last night Jessica started to perform Don't You, which was a very, I think the debut single of the Pussycat Dolls.
It was hot for a single.
Yeah, it was hot. It was what pretty much put Pussycat Dolls on the map, I would say. Anyway, Jessica performed it and I remember her telling me at soundcheck, oh, make sure you put a stool in the middle. You know, I'm going to pull someone up from the audience and sing Don't You to them. And I'm thinking someone's going to have a very, very lucky night, whoever that person will be. And then Bessie K backstage said to me, oh, babe, can you stand on the corner so I can give you a disco ball? I'm like, random quote, but okay, you know, here to help a sister out.
All over it.
And she's like, oh, Ginny, just stand here for me, all right, babe? I'm like, yeah, cool. So I'm standing there, and halfway through Don't Ya, I hear this arm just grab my like wrist and pull me up, going, come with me. I'm like, oh no! I know. There's lots of photos going up on social media with my facial expression. So
yeah, I'll capture that one. Yeah. That'll be going up on my Twitter later.
Oh, I'm retweeting it.
Thank you very much for that, Bessie.
No worries,
though.
Gotta get you back. It's karma.
Well, yeah, it is karma. Speaking of karma and all things spiritual, providing, we've spoken about cutting cords of attachments to certain things. Now, the cords. So the moral of the story is cut them.
Yeah.
We have to cut them because it's a power struggle.
That's right.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So, So the navel chakra is about the fine balance of assertiveness. And if you imagine that assertiveness is this really narrow trail along the top of a mountain, and on either side is this deep abyss, and on one side of the abyss is aggression, and the other side of the abyss is, or the other side the abyss, is passivity. And it's actually quite difficult to walk that assertiveness path. But when there's cords of attachment in, it's virtually impossible. Well, it is impossible to be assertive when you've got cords of attachment. And so it'll often be that relationship, no matter how mildly, it might be really deep that it happens, or major, in a major way it happens, but it might be very mildly, but that the relationship, wherever there's cords, is going to slip between, say, victim persecutor, right, or aloof interrogator. That's another controlled
aloof interrogator.
So when things get, yeah, so one person shuts up, yep, and the other person goes, tell me what's wrong.
Oh, nothing. Like the provoker.
Nothing. Tell me what's wrong. Nothing. No, tell me, I want to help you. Nothing. Oh. Tell me what's wrong. Nothing. Let me tell you, I want to help you. Please tell me, I want to help you. No, nothing. So these are control dramas that happen when the cords of attachment are in place, or when assertiveness hasn't been cultivated in the navel chakra. And so, yeah, so whenever the relationship is under any kind of stress, it will slip into one of those two control dramas.
Right.
And that will depend on what your history is in your family and what you've learned as you've grown up and
past lives as well into that too. So when two people do, obviously every soul has their own chakras. So when two people have a relationship, whatever it is, friendship, partnership, whatnot, there's a relationship body of that chakra too, or that relationship as well.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of chakras going on here. I'm just trying to picture it. So there's two chakras of the individuals and one relationship body made with those chakras.
Yeah. So there's many chakras of each individual.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you put into that
whole entity called the relationship entity.
The relationship entity. So, and that's essentially the way I like to describe it is it's like a plant that you water and you nurture and that's how you build your relationship.
Or you don't.
Or you don't nurture it. Or you don't. And that's when you kind of go... It's kind of like a plant that's drying out. If you don't give it the right ingredient, it crumples and dissipates. Because that's because you don't cut the cords, right?
That's right. That's right. And so you might find that in the relationship you were talking about, my sense with you is that that relationship, the control drama is aloof interrogator. So one person goes, no, come on, please, we need to work this out. And the other is silent.
Yep. Silent. But silence is also empowering for the person who's being silent. It's like trying to regain control, isn't it?
Well, yeah. They actually do want to share. Yeah. They just don't know how.
Right.
And they feel more empowered when they don't.
Right. But sometimes these conversations need to be had.
Yeah.
Yo.
And the truth will always set you free. It might be uncomfortable as it does, but it will set you free.
And how do you do that? How do you get someone who's silent to...
Cut the cords and start to cultivate assertiveness yourself and not become the interrogator.
Don't say anything.
Stand back but still
cut
the cords.
Just be reasonable. Don't be the interrogator. Don't keep on.
Yeah.
Because that's fueling that control drama.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So in order to see, so from the way I'm seeing it, if I was playing the person who is
the interrogator.
If I was being the person going, yo, tell me what's up, tell me, and no one's saying anything, my intention is to seek a resolution, but it may not be the correct way to go about it.
Yeah, so the next step I would take, or one of the first steps I would take would be to say, and as hard as it is, okay, this is a reflection of me.
Right.
And the only thing I can change is myself. And so somewhere in me is that aloof thing.
Yeah.
And work on that and you'll find that less people fall into the aloof picture
patterns
when things get stressful.
I see. Mm. That's really interesting.
Because they'll feel safe as well. They're reflecting you.
Yeah.
And then if you're assertive, you cultivate assertiveness, then they're going to feel safer and safer to speak their truth.
Right. Mm. I see. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny, Kitty Cat, Parvati Ma, special guest Jessica Sutter. Bessie K just dropped by too, so she's technically a special guest, even though she's a regular. Parvati, you've embarked so much wisdom on us. Are you ready to do some more?
Sure. Ask me a question.
Yeah, amazing. Do you ever get sick of this?
Sick of what?
People asking you questions and you having to answer.
Not really. Most of the time I feel pretty good. And when I need time off, then my phone's on silent. And
right.
Yeah, so I tend to not.
That's you being assertive and cutting the cords.
That's right. And looking after my inner child.
That's fantastic. This is Her Society with Ginny Parvati and Bessie K. Special guest, Jessica Sutter. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny Parvati, Bessie K, and special guest Jessica Sutter, all the way from Los Angeles. Yeah, word. Just thought we'd get you in there, Jess, because you've been quiet for a little bit, taking notes down, which is very good.
I am. I'm blown away by her.
It's very hard not to be blown away by Parvati Sundari, I've got to say. Personal experience.
You make me all shy.
Yeah. Still shiny, though. Now, we're talking about cutting cords of attachments to gain our power back when someone. I mean, I'm sure there are instances in our life which we go through with relationships, whether it be friendships, romantic relationships, where we sometimes have a power struggle.
Yep.
And it may be a reoccurring theme in our other relationships as well. So I think it's obviously everything that we project out and we see in other people is a reflection of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been teaching us, Parvati, how to cut the cords and how to personally develop ourselves to overcome those inherited thought forms. So I've got to say, Bessie K, you had raised a good point off air about that.
Oh, yes, I did. About instinct. When all the drama and all the moments of craziness and everything, how do you get back to your instinct so that you aren't clouded so that we know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Know?
So first of all, you're assuming that instinct is fixed and can never be changed. But our instincts are actually, they stem from our beliefs and our thought forms.
Yeah.
So the instincts you have are grounded in the beliefs you have. So if you want to raise the vibration of your instinct, so because I would like my instinct to always be love.
Yeah.
And loving service. That would be what I would want my instinct to be.
So you put that out there.
Yeah, but I can't just do it.
Yeah.
I have to change the whole fixed nature of the belief system that I've been brought up with. Not that it was a bad belief system, yeah, but it's one that can, it has its perils, I guess. And so I would need to change the belief system, the energy within that, and then cultivate higher vibrational beliefs. And then the instinct will be in alignment with the belief system. So does that answer your question?
Well, I think so.
Were you talking more about intuition or instinct?
But I think probably both. Intuition. You know when you're clouded, you know when everything's yeah, crazy and you just can't see a blockage, I guess.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Your general intuition and instinct of what you right, would be able to normally judge by has just completely gone because it's clouded.
Mm.
So what's the technique? What do you do? How do you centre?
There's a few things you could... There's a particular type of energy that comes from the soul dimension and your own soul called electric violet flame,
yeah,
and it's more powerful than the astral energy that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I could teach you how to utilize that energy to purify out the astral energy that's clouding you, so that you could then have a clearer view.
Wow.
It would help if you had salt baths regularly or salt yep, scrubs in the shower.
Stones.
Get into stones, nature. Crystals will help.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's nothing like electric violet flame. And for me, really, there's nothing like a guru. Would you agree, Jess?
I completely agree with that. Yeah, because
your guru can take you to places that you can't go on your own. And yeah, so simply calling on a what would be a higher power. So for us it's a guru because yeah, they are realised God yeah, in a body. To call on your guru and ask for help and ask for clarity,
yeah,
that will always help.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So I just need a guru and an electric flame.
Yeah. That's it. I can help you. Yeah.
Bessie's got some mad props with her dancing, so she's probably got a vision of electric flame she can just whirl around. Not that kind of electric flame, Bess.
We'll work on it tomorrow. Cool.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey. Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.